have made an effort to start investigations into the alleged threat.
With this alleged threat that has been made, does that mean that the police would also offer some form of protection as a precaution ahead of the December elections?
Yes, exactly. I'm aware that the chairman has some kind of protection already. But if we assess the threat and we find out that we have to beef up the security for the chairman, we will do that.
What should Ghanaians expect from this investigation that you're going to carry out? And what will be the message to Ghanaians, especially in the run-up of the elections when you have all sort of political hot rhetoric being peddled around?
Well, I think that Ghanaians should be rest assured that the security agencies, particularly the police, are ready to investigate all alleged cases that will come to our notice, and that we are not going to treat anybody with soft gloves, and we are not going to be partisan. We're going to be as professional as we can. So everybody be rest assured that if anything comes to our notice, we will investigate it as professionally as possible. And we are not also going to wait till cases of this sort come to our notice. We have a lot of intelligence that is going on, and we will make efforts to deflate all kind of mechanizations that people are putting in place to sort of frustrate the upcoming elections.
Several times, different political parties have accused the police of being partisan. How is the police conducting itself to ensure and to make Ghanaians aware that you are non-partisan?
No, we are not partisan because we investigate cases that come to our office. You know, when people come to make complaints, we don't ask them which party they belong before we take statement or before we start investigations. But of course, the perception has been that if you are in opposition, you are not in the blue books of the police or the security agency. And that has been the tradition. You know, and that perception, you know, must be eroded. And that is why we will do all we can to ensure that that perception is eroded.
Does that mean that the police would have to basically educate Ghanaians ahead of the elections in order to correct some of these negative perception, or for that matter, the negative perception against the police of being, after they accuse the police of being biased in one way or the other?
Yeah, that is very true. Indeed, we have started the education already, and if you recall, about 2 days ago, we also inaugurated the police communication monitoring team, you know, which is going to monitor all the airwaves and find out what is going around so that we can react to them as quickly as we can. You know, we don't want anybody to go into the airwaves and kind of create the impression that the police is doing anything against anybody because of some partisan consideration. So we have inaugurated that committee, and that is part of our efforts to let the public know that we are there for everybody.
So basically you're saying the police have intensified efforts to be proactive to reduce tension ahead of the election.
Exactly. And the elections monitoring team is one of the proactive measures that we have taken.